Welcome to our Bible study, the Gospel according to John. Today is Wednesday, August 20th, 2025. We'll be meeting here in the NLA Start Meeting Room every Wednesday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern. For those listening in on YouTube or Rumble and would like to join us live, you can go to nationallibertyalliance.org/Bible studies for instructions to join us by phone, app, or browser. Our study will be about 45 minutes and a 15-minute Q&A for questions, comments, or corrections. If no one raises their hand, we'll continue the study for the additional 15 minutes. If you have any questions, please take note of the book, chapter, and verse so that we can easily go back to the verses in question. Okay, we'll begin with a prayer. Holy, gracious Father in heaven, by nature we are sinners. By nature we are rebellious and want our own way. Thy word tells us that whosoever believeth in their heart on your Son, Jesus, shall be saved. We pray that you give us our daily bread and forgive us our sins, so that we may be perfect in our heart, even as the Father is perfect, because of thy Son who resides within us through thy word. Father, bless us as we continue in thy word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're in chapter 4, Gospel of John chapter 4. We'll start with verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Joseph's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou would have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me of this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. Okay, we read in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 1. Give ear, O heaven, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. We read in John 7:15, and the Jews marvel, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered unto them, and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory, that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, we read, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with various lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and has been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfectly, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 7. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruits thereof, and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land, and made mine heritage an abomination. The priests said not, Where is Jehovah? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith Jehovah, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Chittim, and see, and sent unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Hath a nation changed their God, which are ye yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doeth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith Jehovah. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out of cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. Jeremiah 17, verse 12. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Jehovah, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken Jehovah, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Jehovah, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. We read in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, and this is in opposition, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken. And through covetousness shall they with framed words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now for a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that have after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversations of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise governments. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not a railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices. Cursed children, which have forsaken the right way, and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass, speaking with a man's voice, forbade the madness of the saint, of the prophets. These are wells without water. Clouds they are, carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While I promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the later end is worse than them from the beginning. For it had been better for them to not to have known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, a dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Okay, Matthew 5, verse 19. So the woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For Father seeketh such to worship him. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Mark 7:5. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? He answered and said unto them, Well, as hath Elias prophesied of your hypocrisies, as it is written, This people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandments of God, ye hold the traditions of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. Okay, so the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he had talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or, Why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, Come, see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city, and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore saith the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. We read of this meat in Hebrews chapter 5. We read, For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and not, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even to those who by reason to use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We read in Psalms 40, verse 1, to the chief musician, a Psalm of David. I waited patiently for Jehovah, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the murky clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth. And we know that new song is the gospel. Even praises unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in Jehovah. Blessed is the man that maketh Jehovah his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Jehovah my God, are thy wonderful works, which thou hast done, and thy thoughts, which are to us ward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of a book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have refrained my lips, O Jehovah, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Jehovah. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Jehovah, to deliver me. O Jehovah, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backwards and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, Jehovah be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Okay, back to Matthew 5:35. Say not ye therefore yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look unto the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruits unto eternal life, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that true saying, one soweth, another reapeth. I send you to reap that wherein ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye entered into their labors. In Proverbs we read 10:5, he that gathereth in the summer is wise son, but he that sleepeth in the harvest is a son that causeth shame. Jeremiah 7:25, since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants and prophets daily, raising up early and sending them. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ears, but harden their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of Jehovah their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished, and is cut off from their mouth. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places, for Jehovah hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah, picture of fleshly corporate body, have done evil in thy sight, saith Jehovah. They have set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tobit, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it unto my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Jehovah, that it shall no more be called Tobit, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Tobit till there be no place. And the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of heaven, and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Judah, and from the streets of Jerusalem, the voice of myrrh, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride. The land shall be desolate. You know, when we look at this word, the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls. This is the meat of due season that God is speaking about, because the meat from the fowls, and God calls the fowls onto the apostate church as a great supper. We read about that in Revelation. He calls the fowls to come to a great supper to eat the dead carcass. The carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven. And this is also the meat of due season. The meat of this season, being, you know, the things that we ought to be looking into. And, you know, and again, you know, years ago, you know, these verses didn't seem to jump up, at least not unto me and many others, because they never really taught much about these verses. But now, in these days, these verses are constant everywhere you look. The meat of this season, the judgment that God is bringing upon the corporate body, the apostate churches. Okay, and going back to chapter 5, and many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Okay, verse 43 now. Now after 2 days he departed thence, and went into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he had did at Jerusalem at the feast. For they also went on to the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down, or my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the words that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servant met him, and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus saith unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his house, whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Okay, to believe. We read about John. We read about belief in John chapter 6, verse 16. And when evening was come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there save that one whereunto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias, nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. Then the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples. They also took shipping, and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Truly, truly, I say unto you, ye seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. Read in Mark chapter 1, verse 14. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. You know, remember, Jesus had constantly said, you know, thy faith had made thee whole. Every time he healed someone, or most of the time he healed someone, he often would say, thy faith had made thee whole. And we know that faith comes from hearing, and we know that hearing comes from the word of God. So if you want faith, we only need ask. And we need to just read, get into God's word, and spend as much time as we can. The more time we spend into the word, the more faith we have, the greater our faith becomes. Matthew 9:27. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come unto the house, the blind men came unto him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. We see this picture of the two blind men, again, two identifies with the corporate church, who could identify with the body of Christ, or could identify just with the corporate church. So, of course, this identifies with the body of Christ, being blind and given sight. Mark 9:17, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithful generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when they saw him straightway, the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked the Father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child, and oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. You know, and this identifies with us, you know, coming to Christ before we become saved, and for many of us, you know, casting ourselves into the fire, you know, seeing that we're heading for damnation, and then into the waters, reading the Bible, seeking salvation. And anyway, and oft times that it cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privily, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Now we know that prayer and fasting is identifying, of course, the prayer, of course, is with earnestly prayer for salvation for others, and fasting is to share the gospel. And so the most resistant people, you know, and again, you know, if there are people who are unsaved and dwelled by, you know, ultimately the demons, devils enter in and out of the hearts of unsaved men. God identifies unsaved man as the beast, ultimately. And so God is saying, you know, for these people who are rejecting, at least, you know, if you can share the gospel with them and you have this earnest desire for them to be, you know, to respond to that gospel, that God will give them response. So this kind come out forth by nothing but by fasting, by prayer and fasting. So to pray unto Christ and to fast, which is, again, sharing the gospel. Okay, I guess we'll pick up in chapter 5. I'm not too sure. Oop, let me get back down here. I don't know how I did that. Now, let me scroll down. I don't think I got too far into 5 yet, but we'll see where we're at. Okay. All right, yeah, we'll start looking at 5. We'll see how far we can go with this. Okay, chapter 5, Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is a Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate market, and, you know, the actual words that we read in John and in the King James is a sheep market, and it also identifies with the gate. And the gate is, of course, the entrance into the market where there is a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in, was made whole by whatsoever disease he had. Now, you know, if we go into 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 1, we read about Solomon who is building his house, and this is also at the same area in Jerusalem with the five porches where there is a pool. But we read in 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 1, but Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house with five porches. Now, these five porches, five we know identifies either with judgment or could identify with grace. And one of the porches does identify with judgment. It was a place where Solomon would judge. But anyway, the spiritual picture here is the five, which again is grace or judgment. And now, looking at the sheep gate, which is the entrance to the market, and that's the key here, I think, because the sheep gate, you know, of course, we are the sheep. God gives us that picture. We're going to look at some verses concerning that. But the sheep gate is an entrance to the market. So in the Greek, it's relating to the sheep gate through which they were led into Jerusalem, which again brings them to the sheep market. And it's an interesting picture concerning the market because it's a place where the selling and buying takes place. I don't know whether I got that far into it because I think we're going to be looking a little more at that. But anyway, well, we read in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. You know, this idea of fainting, you know, God speaks about this in quite a few places, and he speaks about it also in Revelation where people faint, but that they are to endure. And to faint is to, you know, be into the Word of God and pursuing the Word of God, and then fainting in the sense of from bringing forward the Word of God to others. And we go for a period of time. I know a few times in my life early on, especially, you know, I fainted from the gospel. I was into the gospel, and I fell away from it and back in again. And that's kind of the picture of fainting that God has in view. you know, and he reads, you know, we read in Revelation, I think it's Revelation, or maybe it's Matthew 24, where we read a lot of, we read some information about fainting. You know, there was early on when we believed that the Lord was going to come at an earlier date. And when he didn't come, many fainted, you know. I didn't experience the fainting myself, but I experienced a lot of friends who did faint from that for at least for a while. And some, I'm not even sure whether they returned or not, you know. But anyway, to faint is to fall away from the Word of God, at least from spending time with God and spending time in your Bible, which is how you do spend time with God. So they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. In Matthew 10:16, we read, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Again, he identifies us as sheep, and he is the shepherd. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Again, in Matthew 18:11, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doeth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains to seek that which has gone astray? And if so be that he find it, truly I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. John 10:24. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, how long doest thou make us to doubt, if thou be the Christ? Tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, and I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you are not any of my sheep. Let me read that. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. John 21:15. Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. And a lamb, of course, is a young sheep. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He saith unto me, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he saith unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Okay, so God identifies us as being sheep, and of course he is the shepherd. And when we become born again at some point in time, we need to be sharing the gospel, and we need to be feeding the sheep. That is a command. Okay, going back to, I think we're in chapter 5, John 5:5, I think it's correct. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? And this, of course, is at the pool we were reading a little earlier. The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same saith unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is there that which saith unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was. And Jesus, who conveyed himself away, a multitude being at that place. Afterwards Jesus findeth him in the temple, and saith unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. Okay, this idea of walking, of course, John 11:9, we read Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. Of course, Christ is that light, and we are to walk with God. But if a man walketh in the night, he stumble, because there is no light in him. John 12:35, then Jesus saith unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. So again, Christ being the light, and we need to walk with God. And that is the picture, of course, of the man being healed and being able to walk, to now be able to walk with God. So that, of course, is the spiritual picture. Okay, I don't think I've really went too far in here at this point. I'm going to end it here. We'll probably be ending a little early unless we have some conversation to have. Because I know I haven't really worked enough into this area yet to bring forth some comparing scriptures. So if anybody has anything, we can talk for a while. If not, we'll close down early today. It's 20 after. Okay, I guess we'll close down early. Did anyone have... Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
I was just saying good night.
Okay. All right, good night, all. Lord willing, we'll see you next Wednesday.